Okay, count them up. 40, 50, 60 million active users on Office 365. That is an opportunity. What if you could take your great idea and get it in front of all of those Office 365 apps? That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode of Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I'm here with Homitat. Who's Homitat? Well, I've got Raj Kanduru. He's the head of product strategy here with me. I've also got Mustafa, one of my favorite evangelists out there in Fairfax. We're here to talk about it. Let's start with you, Mustafa. Thanks for being on the show, buddy. What's going on in Virginia?
Hi, Jerry. Hi, everyone. My name is Mustafa Al-Zaghbi. I'm a technical evangelist based here in DC metro area. So I'm working with customer partners to build very cutting-edge technology and solutions. And today we are working, we're going to talk about working with Homitat and the very intelligent solution that we build to expand their outreach to new customers.
Very nice. Thanks for being on the show, buddy. Hey, Raj, you're the head of product strategy for Homitat. Thank you for being on the show today. I'm excited to talk to you. Before we talk about your company, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Sure. Firstly, thanks for inviting me. And, you know, again, it's been a great ride and Mustafa has been a great support for us. So, again, a little bit about me. I'm an engineer by education and then I'm a management consultant. That's what I do for a living. And over the last 4 or 5 years, I've been actually trying to look for a new home for myself. And then I see that there is so much information out there, right? I mean, like, people are inundated with information, but for someone even as tech savvy as me to synthesize that into a meaningful decision making was next to impossible. So I said, okay, if it's really that difficult for me who can synthesize data and who does it for a living, what's really it for a common man? Then really that's when I thought of this idea of Homitat. It's really Homitat is like habitat, right? Is like just like animals need food, water, shelter before they pick their habitat. Homitat is also that. It's not just a home with a good floor plan and beds and baths, but there's really a lot to it, like schools, the commute, the playgrounds, and all of that.
And the crime rate and the weather and what's going on as far as economic development. There's a lot
of right. So So humans look at all of these things before they say, okay, this is really the location where I want my home to be. Yeah. And that's really how we came up with Homitat, similar to the habitat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So basically, the next time I'm looking for a home, you aggregate all that information into something to make it sensible, save me tons of time, probably make a better decision.
Exactly. And all you have to do is just click one button and you'll get a beautiful score on a scale of 0 to 100.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Now, Homitat is located, you're also in Virginia. You're right there with Mustafa, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, I'm in Fairfax, Virginia also. And so our headquarters is in Virginia. And again, I think right now the Homitat is only a mobile app and we wanted it to be that way because we wanted like the buyers to use it on the go. So again, you could download it right now. There is a beta version in both Android and iOS.
Talk about a location where a lot of activity in home sales happens, right? There's so much transition because you're so close to Washington, D.C. Everybody's always coming in and coming out whenever any kind of politics change and elections occur. It's a perfect placement, actually, if you ask me. I used to live in Alexandria, Virginia. That's a beautiful part of the world. A lot of southern charm there.
That is. But again, right, even in Alexandria, it kind of changes from King Street and, walk five blocks, it's different, right?
That's exactly right. Five blocks from King Street. That's where I used to live even.
Nice.
Yeah. That's cool. Nice. All right. Mustafa, tell me just a little bit about where did we begin? What was going on?
So basically, I started, meeting Raj as he started to basically attend my startup office hours that we have at Microsoft Resident Office. And then he started talking about, Homitat and some of the challenges that they have. And once I hear, a couple of the challenges that they have, we started, to think about how can we help them to solve one of their problems that they have in the platform by expanding outreach of their product to Office 365 customers and specifically to the enterprise customers. Okay. And this is how we start thinking about the project.
So now why walk me through why this is a problem. Why are corporate users difficult to reach?
So because most of our corporate, you know, customers and users, they basically spend most of 80% of their time in Outlook. Mm. And they use that email as a communication and a conversation platform when dealing with people, partners, brokers, customers, and even their colleagues. So we started to think about how can we reach to where the people, they spend most of their time in Outlook. And that's why we basically proposed that.
Oh, I see. It's not so much as it's difficult to reach them as much as bringing it to be where they already are so that you can make the experience just a little bit more seamless and natural for them. And where are corporate users? Of course, they've got Outlook open all day long.
Yes.
So how do we... This is an add-in to Outlook, or what was the direction you chose?
So the direction that we chose is basically we build an Outlook group connector where people can install it within their Outlook, and they can get all the conversation around Homitat in their Outlook inbox. So we basically build an Outlook group connector.
Can we pause you here just to talk about what an Outlook group connector is? I would imagine of the developers listening to the show, one out of about 14,000 is going to know what we're talking about so far. They're like, okay, Outlook groups, that must be a distribution list. No, that's not what it is. Outlook group connector, oh, that must be a connected distribution list. That's not what it is either. When you're trying to explain what a Outlook group connector and what Outlook groups are to people, how do you go about it? What do you say?
Okay, so the Outlook, let's start with what's an Outlook group. An Outlook group, basically, it's not a distribution list. It's a conversation platform that Microsoft offers as part of Office 365.
Yeah.
So where you can add people within your corporate, or you can even add external customers or external users. And people can have the same chatting experience and mentioning people back and forth within Outlook. That's what is Outlook group definition.
Now, just a second, because a lot of people are like, wow, I wonder how I install that. If you have Office 2016 and it's Outlook 360, I'm sorry, and it's Office 365, you open up Outlook, there's groups already there. Most people just don't realize that little node is in the tree, but there it is, ready to go. It's probably empty, but you can use it from there. Okay, keep going. So what's the connector as far as the Outlook group?
So, and the connector, the concept behind the connector is Microsoft opened the platform for vendors and partners and customers to build their own connectors. Yeah. The connector is your identity for a group where people can install multiple connectors on a certain group. So if you have a hiking interest, so within my DC colleagues, I can install a hiking activities at a connector. I can add a foodie connector or any information that I'm interested in within my group or a very special interest group. We can install multiple connectors within the same group.
And you can expand that group, and it looks like you might be going through a mailbox of messages. But in all reality, it doesn't have anything to do with Exchange Server. This is just an entry point for Exchange Server or for custom data, which I'm assuming how you brought it into for Homitat.
Yes. So the concept was how to send the customized messages to our customers through the connector. Yeah. So the connector will have a backend to send important information, product updates, new listing, information about what the areas that you are interested in, and we can fully customize the messaging to our customers through the Outlook group connectors.
Okay, so there's this thing called groups. There's this thing called connectors that allows you to connect and use a group. Raj, I'm a customer of yours. I work for a company. What was the user experience you hoped that they would have?
So really, firstly, right, I think our biggest challenge has been, the user acquisition. Mm-hmm. So wherever we go to people and talk to people, they say, oh, we love the idea, right? We love the idea. It's simple. But then how do we go and plug ourselves in, right? Especially when you're looking at, people with Zillow as this information. And ours is an app, which is an interesting play that we don't have a listing. It's an app that it stands by itself and you can score it. So at that time, we said, when Mustafa gave me this idea to say that, okay, let me give you access, right, to really the 60 million Outlook users, I said, okay, this is really a perfect thing, right? Then the way it works is first time when the, you know, like I'm a Office user, I have a group, I create one, and I say, okay, hey, you know, I would like to subscribe to the channel called Homitat.
Yeah.
Then it's in my database, right? And every time there is a new update and said, hey, you know what, this is really the new features that we are doing. Here is an improvement to our algorithm that is more accurate than what you are, right? Mm-hmm. Then I really post it out. So for me, this entire exchange is really seamless and it's easy. It's like a blog post that I'm putting it on a website and anticipating someone's looking at it. But this one, I know that someone's going to read it because they've already subscribed to my channel and it's really going and sitting in their mailbox.
Very nice.
So really, that's really how we looked at it. And, you know, it was, again, when Mustafa said, hey, Raj, it's no cost to you. It's going to be simple. I was like, yeah, another Microsoft technique. Yeah. But yeah. This time, though, honestly, simple. It was really right. Simple. It was really simple, though.
It really was.
I think that, yeah. Because the entire piece of code was already written, right? We had to just, you know, configure it to our database and that. And then really with the Azure, you know, online web services, it was literally two or three clicks and you're
really?
Done.
Yeah. Okay.
It was very simple.
That's beautiful. Good job, Mustafa. You got him fooled, right? That's terrific.
Yeah, there is one thing I would like to add to Raj. Basically, the idea behind the Outlook group, it's an awesome opportunity for a lot of vendors to get a product exposure. The use case is simple. If one person added to a group and this group has 100 members, you have been exposed to 100 members.
Oh, sure.
That's why the Outlook Group Connector is an amazing opportunity for product-based companies or any person who builds a product. If you want to reach out, we have more than 60 million monthly active users that are using Office 365. Mm-hmm. So if you can get in touch and reach out to these people on their, you know, Outlook where they spend most of their time, you basically achieve a huge exposure for your product.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. So you're looking at it, Raj, as not just a nice UI to be able to engage users in a kind of intuitive way, but also as almost a way of advertising, right? Because now all of a sudden...
That's exactly it.
You're
that's
in a community
exactly.
You weren't in before, and you're not lost in the Google Play Store or whatever, you know, among a trillion of them. And
absolutely.
More than likely, it's the type of audience that are likely going to be purchasing a home. I mean, more than likely
and,
there.
And the reason for that, right? Like if I'm a user and I'm the one that is creating a group call, you know, looking for homes in Northern Virginia, as an example.
Yeah.
And if people are joining that group, by 90% of the chance, you know that they are a very potential user.
Yeah,
right?
Why else? Exactly,
right? I'm not going to say that they are tire kickers, they are something, maybe, may not be a potential user, but they are part of the group, so they have already made a choice to be part of the group, right? Mm-hmm. So that's really, you know, that's exactly what, you know, we looked at it and said, yeah, you know, I think this is really, you know, worth our time and effort to go with that.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. Now, you brought up Zillow, and I'm picturing what Homitat does and what Zillow is. This, are you basically Zillow version 2? Are you the same as Zillow?
Actually, we are everything but not Zillow. I'll tell you why. So Zillow has home listings, right? I mean, Zillow or any of the MLS listings, you go there, you find pretty pictures of the home and then the listings, who is the buyer, you know, who is the selling agent and all, right? And then what you really have is a description of the schools, the crime rate, and all of them, right?
Yeah.
So what we are is really a complement to all of these listing agents. These listing agents are really focusing on the home. And really, they give you some anecdotes of the schools or the area, but not much.
Yeah.
But what we give them is a mojo on the location. Say I look at a home and say, okay, this is a perfect price, and I love the floor plans and all, but is it really something that fits my lifestyle? Right. For you to answer that, say, okay, you know, I have little kids. They have to go to elementary school. I don't have a car, so I have to take public transportation. If folks are thinking through all this, they have to go to 16 different sites to say, okay, let me go to, you know, Washington Metro thing, or let me go to schools.org, right?
Yeah.
But imagine in every listings, right, if there was a button, that's a very simple thing to say, click on it and says, I give you a score and say, hey, this home is 78% to your lifestyle. But the key is your lifestyle. The reason being, like if you look at something like a Walk Score or Revaluate or Ohm Facts, they are the facts that are going to be the same for Jerry, Chris, Roger, Mustafa.
Yeah,
but
good
our
point.
Score, but our score is different. Like for instance, you know, if I have a young kid, right? So for me, an elementary school rating is very important. For someone whose kids are already an empty nest, whose kids are already, you know, gone off, they don't care. So for them, you're at elementary school, right? So for me, the same exact home, my score versus their score is different.
So there must be part of Homotat is being able to put in my profile. You guys are kind you're kind of like Match.com, but for neighborhoods and people.
Yes, thank you. So we, I think if you see the tagline, right, it's kind of that we match homes to people.
Right? Thank you. Find the home you love. Yeah. You can keep going with it, right? That's terrific.
Right. But I think like that's the key, right, is that, you know, if I say, oh, the walk score is 25, right?
Right.
You know, some people, you know, like maybe they may say, oh, mile is really not a big deal for me to get groceries. Right. And if you ask me in the cold weather, I don't want to walk 10 feet. Right. Yeah. So it all depends on what it is. So and really, that is the one that differentiates us. So one, we're different from Zillow, Trulia, or any of the zillion sites is we are not a listing agent. And we are different from other metrics that you get from Home Factors. We make it personalized.
OK.
We don't want to say, OK, I'll give you one score and say it's good for all.
Yeah, no, I can see why it wouldn't be. I can absolutely see why. And you know, the other thing is, you're researching crime, and you know, the robbery rate is 17 out of 10,000. I don't know if that's good or bad, to be honest. I'm like, well, it seems high, but maybe it's low. I'll compare it to Detroit. As long as it's better than Detroit, I guess I'm all right. You know, I don't know what
exactly,
to do.
Right?
So,
I hate to say, you're absolutely right. I think there is a, maybe it's politically incorrect, but it also depends on your lifestyle and age, right? You know, when I was like 22, I wanted to be in downtown, knowing that it may not be the safest place, right? I really, you know, I don't care, right?
Yeah.
There are bars and clubs and all of that, right? So it all depends on, you know, what my priorities are. If you say that, oh, it's dangerous, it's like, okay, do I care?
Right, right. Every person is going to have a different threshold and different concerns.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now you're raising little kids. You do really care, right?
Oh absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Makes plenty of sense. Yeah. Okay, so let's go back to the connector. Terrific. Now I have this experience where I can engage Homotat through Office 365 or through Outlook specifically in the groups. Mustafa, part of the architecture included Azure App Services. What's that piece of the architecture?
This piece is basically to send a fully customized messages to your customers.
Okay.
So basically, not just customization, but also scheduling. So Azure App Services, you will be able to upload and submit and publish your code as an Azure Web Jobs, where you can schedule the when and why would you send a certain product update to a certain customer. So we already have all the customer who have been registered on the group. So we have all the group's names, right? Yeah. But I want to say, if there is a new update for, let's say, for the crime rate in the DC metro area, so all the subscribed customers should be, you know, notified with this. So the web job will say, I will send now, let's say 7 a.m. every day on Eastern time to all our customers. This is the ranking updates in the DC metro area or for a certain listing. So this is just one use case, which is the product update. But it could be anything. So the Azure App Service has a lot of features, but one of them that we use Azure Web Jobs and the scheduling within Web App Web Jobs. So you'll be able to schedule ad hoc or recurring events within your back-end messages to the groups that have been subscribed to your connector.
Okay, so he's already got the infrastructure for the data, right? So somewhere is a database with all this good information and the ability to crank out stuff. Adding this app service just allows you to make that bigger without having to add anything to it, right? So you could just tap into it, still control all the groups over here without having to make any changes to his infrastructure other than just reading the data, and still be able to be live inside those groups, still be able to engage users with the data they need that, and keep it up to date.
Yeah.
The gist of it, yeah. That makes plenty of sense.
Yeah, we already have a very detailed technical discussion with the Homotat team to understand their existing implementation.
Yeah.
And basically, we provided the implementation, the full implementation, where they just need to take the code that we developed and integrate it directly to their backend.
Exactly.
Wow. Now, Mustafa, Raj said just a clickety click 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 and it was done. Seriously?
Yes, because the idea of developing a connector and deploying it to make it basically take a script and put it in your website, you can create a connector in literally a few minutes.
Okay.
And the idea of the integration We already provided the code for this, and even the code is already shared in GitHub for other partners so they can reuse these, you know, implementation in their systems.
We'll make sure and put the link to that GitHub repo.
Yeah, and we already built a sandbox and developer sandbox to make it easier for our vendors and ISVs to build a connector in a matter of literally 2-3 minutes.
Okay, that's cool. Wow, it's amazing how fast something like that can be. Raj, how long until you feel like your connector / channel is going to be ready for prime time?
So really our prime time is as soon as we have, you know, folks subscribing to our channel. Okay. Really, I think we are all set, right? So we already have a few templates that, you know, we shared with Mustafa, and we got some feedback to say, hey, Mustafa, this is the kind of stuff, this is kind of thing, right? And we got some good guidance to say, you know, how can it be like an eye candy, right? You know, so that if they get like 100 messages, right? And really to just add on what Mustafa said, right, is that the web job was really, I would say, the deal for us. You know, we already have an infrastructure. We didn't really want this connector to be tightly coupled with our core functionality, right? Because if you have to restart this one, I don't want my, you know, mobile app to get impacted.
Right.
So when this web job was there, all it's doing is it's really running on its own, right, on its own service. All it does is it takes data from a, you know, table in my database, and that's completely for its own. Yeah. So we said, okay, it's completely independent. Where I can manage it, I mean, again, you know, I can go on to azure.com and it's all like, you know, stop, start, and, you know, really
kind of
reboot,
pay as you go.
Exactly. So I think, you know, that's really the one. And at this time, I think we already are thinking through what are the ones we have, like, you know, 3 or 4, if you may say, blocks with, you know, some of the links, right? Because we are in user acquisition, I think one of the things that we are doing is the links that we send out, like we call them the action links, or really to download the app, right? Yeah. But once we are one of those with million downloads, right, then naturally, that, right, our thing would be, hey, you know, you're not finding a home that meets your location preferences in Fairfax, but look at something that's in Vienna. It's slightly more pricey, but you have it, right? So we're going to get into some of the machine learning concepts we are thinking through, but really, it's just a start of, you know, how we connect with our greater community of users.
Huh. Wow. Well, it's amazing how much value you can get from such little effort like that, and how little impact you can have against your existing infrastructure as well, and still be able to scale out to whatever you need to just by a flick of a switch inside Azure. It's pretty sweet. Mustafa, I guess, good job, man. That's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you, Jerry.
Let's see, we're going to have the link to the GitHub repo, and the GitHub repo will include a walkthrough and documentation of the whole thing, right, where we can kind of read through the process and the thinking, the architecture behind it. So if there's anybody watching or listening and they're thinking, yeah, I mean, this sounds really interesting, I wonder what it's really like, they'll be able to see all the details through the entire project that you went through. That's pretty cool. Were you the only developer, Mustafa?
Yeah. And right, by the way, I wanna also add that we, within the link that has the whole test use case with all the technical details, we have done a different implementation using different technologies for the same solution implementation. So we did web jobs, we did cloud services, we did for ASP.NET web applications. So we have like 3 or 4 implementation for the same solution. So if you are a big fan of the microservices, you still can grab the cloud services implementation. If you want to integrate it with ASP.NET Core web app, you will be able to do that. If you want to go with a standard web API, you will be able to do that. So we have a multiple implementation for the same solution, whatever fits your back end infrastructure.
Yeah. Fascinating. Why build one project when you could build 3, Mustafa? Great job.
No problem.
Let's be paid by the hour. All right. I assume, Raj, it's H-O-M-I-T-A-T, homitat.com?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
That is it. By the way, Jerry, that was a brilliant guess.
What's that?
That was a brilliant guess of homitat.com.
I figured it's the smartest URL, so I figured a guy like you is probably going to get the smartest URL, so it's brilliant. Homitat. All right. Cool. And do you service every area, or where is it only in Virginia? Is it the whole United States?
This is anything in continental United States, but really, you know, there are some APIs that we use. I can't really name them, but some of the APIs, they are not robust enough that they cover all of these areas. But in that case, right, you know, like for instance, I'm picking an example, like if Crime API was really not, you know, available in all the cities, and I'm going to pick a place like Reno, Nevada. So in that example, then, you know, even if the user selects something of preference on Crime, we simply say, okay, this is not available here, right?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
So I think it's pretty scalable in the sense that it automatically knows, which kind of information is available at what places. And for most parts, right, we really have covered continental United States.
Very nice.
And by the way, I do have some people from India asking me if I can expand it for the country.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, a lot of opportunity there too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All that matters to me is high-speed internet. Oh, I live up in the mountains, and we have internet, but we don't get to call it high-speed yet. So it's just
call it high-speed. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. What's next, though? You're thinking about India, and then are there more variables that you see coming in that maybe users are going to be interested to have a better fit for their profile?
So there are multiple, right? So one is in terms of, you know, scaling horizontal to different countries, right? Though people have expressed interest, that's really not what we're, you know, going to focus on. Yeah. What we really are focusing on right now is we have very good feedback from our, you know, beta users and the initial set of users. They're saying that, okay, I see these 16, but there are, you know, four others that I would like to see as part of this, right? And we are working with realtors and other, you know, other experts in the real estate industry. So we are adding more dimensions to make it even more crisper, right? That's part one. And the second part is we are also trying to see how we can integrate this with any of the listing agents. So if you were to see listings on any of the sites, right, any of the popular sites, just imagine that, you know, you as Jerry go in just one time, you say, hey, here are my preferences. Every time you get a listing, you see a Homitat score.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, so I could see a realtor going in and answering these questions on behalf of a homeowner or a prospective homeowner and giving them the printout and saying, just check it out. You're one for one on this. This is going to be a slam dunk.
Absolutely. And so our vision, you know, our vision, though it's a bit, ambitious, right? So it's a bit ambitious is that on every home listings page, right?
Yeah.
People eventually say, what was your home in score?
Yeah, that'd be terrific.
Exactly.
And you know what? The opposite is true, too. I mean, if a realtor goes in, puts in your profile information and says, you're not going to be happy here. I mean, that's true value add. You know, not every realtor is like a lawyer, right? They're not just out for your cash. Right. Little broad brush there. Sorry.
I know.
Attorney when I said that. I didn't mean lawyer.
Right.
And
exactly, right? Again, you know, I think it's like a win-win situation, or sometimes what happens is, you know, you can only trust the data that's available out there so much, right? If the realtor can say, okay, well, there is this data, however, there is XYZ. But I'll tell you one thing, though. The biggest thing is the realtors, by law of their licensure, they cannot give more information to the home buyer, you know, in persuading them to buy or not buy a home.
Yeah.
That's the key. So even if the realtor wants to give the information, legally they cannot.
All they can give you is homitat.com.
Exactly.
Okay. This makes plenty of sense. Makes plenty of sense. Wow. Okay. This is quite a service to the industry. I can see the value. I'd love to see a heat map of the United States to see where I would be happiest living. That'd be fascinating, actually.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And your personal preferences, Jerry.
Yeah. It'd probably be right next door to Mustafa. I can tell you.
It could really be five blocks from King Street.
It could be Yeah. There's a little regret in my heart from leaving there, I'll tell you the truth. All right. I'm pretty excited. I'm super excited, actually, that the solution was so simple. And gave so much opportunity and potential behind it as well. Pretty cool. I like Homestat. I like Outlook Groups. Mustafa, great job showing how this could be so simple and so easy. Both of you guys, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thanks for inviting.
Thanks. We'll see you again.